Welcome back to Wilo's Party Line. Here we are Thursday, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, one of our fine sponsors, along with Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Red Capture Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, Save Money Right Now, and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith. I got Melissa Miller right here in the studio. And joining us via technology is Brian, better known as Stubby Koenig. Stubby, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, thank you so much for being available again. The last time we talked to you, we were looking for the big one, which
you better define that.
Yes. And, you know, luckily we didn't get all the snow that we thought we could or couldn't get. But boy, that was some pretty cold temperatures we had.
Yeah, cold temperatures. And just because we didn't get the snow, the roads were still really bad.
Yeah, yeah. We had a lot of wind up here, as did every Hoosier. But some of the drifts that we had was unbelievable up here. You're not a local guy, but Melissa, over on Bunnell Road, right, there was, on that curve, there was an unbelievable snow drift. It must have been 14 feet tall. And it was a monster. It was at the right spot, you know?
Yeah.
At the corner and the curve and the wind and everything, so.
Yeah, I warned people about, they were like, you know, hey, where's all the snow? And I'm like, just go out in the country and see the snow drifts.
Yeah.
Yeah, all it takes is an inch and a lot of wind.
Yeah, the wind really does it. Well, as we like to look forward, we've got the new year coming up on, what is it, Saturday night, I guess? It's New Year's Eve, and then Sunday is January 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I always try to be positive. So, Stubby, the last time we talked, we were doing a little bit of an outlook for after the first of the year. And from what the National Weather Service is telling us here at the station, it's looking pretty mild, at least for the beginning of next week to start the new year.
Yeah, Mother Nature is pretty much drunk right now.
She's enjoying the eggnog.
She needs to lay off the eggnog a little bit. Yeah, so rain's likely this evening starting between 5 and 6 p.m., and we have breezy winds with a high of about 54. We got 100% chance of rain tomorrow, high of 54. And then New Year's Eve, we have a 90% chance of rain with a high of 46. And then next week, we're going to be up in the mid-60s.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Break back out the shorts.
She's staying drunk.
Yeah, she is.
She's going to drink for New Year's, too.
Yeah, New Year's Eve, she'll be hitting it pretty hard, I think. So, but, yeah, so chance of thunderstorms on Tuesday, and we're pretty fortunate that this isn't going to be a snow event. So, because that would give us probably, you know, several inches of snow, but it's going to be warm, and maybe next Thursday we might get a wintry mix overnight, but that's about it.
You know, we always talk about it too. It seems like winter usually starts off relatively mild, at least my experience in north central Indiana the last two or three years. And I'm originally from southern Indiana, where the weather is different. You know, it is different.
You're almost in Mexico there.
So. You're almost in Mexico. That's right. Yeah, a lot near the equator. And so when I moved up here 7 years ago, I've really started paying attention the last couple of years. And it seems like we start off mild, but, man, the last couple of years we got nailed with a couple big ones. And it was cold until, my gosh, early April, it seemed like, last year or earlier this year.
Don't discount that this year, because that's the way the pattern is with this La Nina weather thing that's going off the southwest coast of California. Mm-hmm. We have a different weather pattern, and this is the third year in a row for the La Nina, and then we'll hopefully transition to a neutral phase, and then we'll go into an El Nino, and that'll change things a little bit more back to normal. It's been kind of crazy with all the storms down in the Gulf of Mexico and the south, and then we got this crazy weather out on the west coast, and the jet stream's just all over the place right now, and then we got the polar vortex made an appearance last week, and then it decided to run away and hide for a while up around Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just got some crazy weather patterns going on right now. But don't discount it. I had someone on my Facebook page yesterday say that winter's over, and my reply was just no, winter's drunk. So
yeah, well, we just started winter 8 days ago. Yeah, we right. got a little ways to go here.
Yep, it doesn't end until April. So.
Well, another thing you and I talked about last week when we had you on toward the end of our interview or discussion was how you had called the big one we had earlier this year. And weren't you within like 5 hours?
Yep.
Of calling this?
Yeah, I was. I predicted it on my September forecast of 2021, and I predicted it to hit on February 2nd, and it hit on February 1st. That was, you know, later in the day. So, yeah, I was pretty darn close on that one. Sometimes you get a little lucky, but I was just watching stuff, and I'm like, you know, I just got this feeling based on everything I'm seeing and the data I'm looking at that something's going to happen here that 1st of February. And I just picked February 2nd because it was second because it was Groundhog's Day, and yeah. I came just a little early there.
Well, did you do a September forecast earlier this year for looking out to 2023? Or have you had a chance to do that yet?
Yeah, I did that back in September.
Can you give us a little preview off the top of your head of what we might be looking at in North Central Indiana?
Yeah, I basically predicted 12 snowfalls over 1/10 of an inch. We have to have that at the airport mm-hmm. for it to count. And then I made a little bingo card, a Stubby's Weather Center bingo card for people to print out and put on their refrigerator, and they can track the snow. But I said that we would have our first measurable snowfall in November, and we did. And then I predicted we'd have at least one over 4 inches in December. And we didn't get close to that. We had that potential there, but mm-hmm. I still think that probably end of January, end of February, and probably as late as mid-April, we'll still get some. So we're not out of the woods by any means. We're just being teased a little bit. So, and I said we would be really cold in January, February, March time frame, and I still am seeing that. I'm looking at my 45-day advance forecast, and you know, those aren't super accurate, but they do give me an idea, and they are put together by other meteorologists, so mm-hmm. they tend to be in the ballpark.
Do you put much stock into, like, persimmon seeds or old wives' tales? Because, you know, satellite technology and all this stuff, it's just been around for relatively new, you know, for years and years. My grandparents in southern Indiana down by Mexico, you know, they farmed over 1,000 acres, and they looked at the woolly worms and the persimmon seeds. They didn't have the DTN forecasts.
Yeah, that's all they had to go on back then.
Right.
And it's easy to, you know, it's I posted something on my Facebook page, George Carlin's old hippy dippy weatherman
yes.
video, and, you know, tonight is going to be dark.
Yeah.
You know, right. Chances are it's really going to be dark. So a lot of those wives' tales happen, but it was just based on historical data. We know when we get to December, well, there's a chance of snow, and it's right. probably going to be cold.
Right.
So, and we know in spring it's going to warm up, and you get your crops in the ground and things like that. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the woolly worms and the persimmon seeds, and the other one, you know, the old farmer's almanac,
mm-hmm.
They claim 80% accuracy. But I think a University of Southern Illinois University, or one of those over there in Illinois, just did a study earlier this year, and they came to the conclusion that Old Farmer's Almanac is only 52% accurate. So this is the first group that's ever really done a study on that. So,
yeah, interesting.
You know, I just think it's logic.
Yes, that is part of it.
Summer is going to be hot at some point. Right. It's probably going to rain.
Yeah.
Spring, we might have some tornadoes.
Yeah. It's like Nostradamus, right? Predicting the future. All right. Well, I wanted to ask you, too. We do have another interview lined up and still have a commercial break to take here in the next 5 minutes. How did you come up with, or how were you assigned the name of Stubby? I think of all the radio names or all the entertainment names that you could have picked or anyone could have picked for you, how and why did we come to Stubby?
Well, I'm 5'4".
Okay.
And I've done a lot of theater, musical theater and things like that. I'm an entertainer. I sing and do all that. I used to dance quite a bit and things like that. And several years ago, I was in a musical called Forever Plaid, and I played the role of Smudge. And that was up in Lafayette at Civic Theater in Lafayette.
Okay.
And then several years later, I actually directed the show in Upper Westfield.
Mm-hmm.
And we were rehearsing, and the guy that played Smudge was out of practice for something. He wasn't at practice. And since I played that role, I stepped in. And then when I introduced myself, instead of saying Smudge, I said Stubby. I don't know why I said that. And then all of a sudden, like, the cast just started cracking up, and they just started calling me Stubby. And then one of the guys in the cast is a fishing buddy of mine, and we used to go bass fishing down in Kentucky Lake. And there's like 7-8 guys, and nobody knows each other's first name. Everybody has nicknames. So, like, what are we going to call Brian? And my friend Sid said, well, that's Stubby. And so Stubby stuck, and I just kind of took advantage of that. So that was probably about maybe 12, 15 years ago.
Okay. And how long have you had the Stubby's Weather Center on Facebook? And I know you've been a weather nerd for several years.
Yeah, about 5 years. I started doing it to do forecasts for cross-country meets. My son ran cross-country at Westfield High School. And I would look at the weather and let the parents know, you know, what the weather was going to be and things like that. And I would put that on Facebook, and then I decided, hey, why not have a Facebook page and start doing stuff for Westfield and Carmel? And then I started expanding out to Hamilton County. Then I expanded to Central Indiana, and now I've pretty much across all of Indiana and a little bit into Louisville, but my main focus is Central Indiana. So from about Monticello on down to Columbus is my sweet spot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it, and I'm so glad that we found each other. This is gonna turn into something good. I feel it in 2023.
Oh yeah, I'm excited about it. I love doing radio. I have a background in radio and television, and I feel comfortable, you know, at the mic and on air, and I enjoy doing this. And so I appreciate the opportunity, and I think it'll be a fun time.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go then, and we will talk to you again real soon then, Brian, and I'll take a commercial break, and I'll have another interview then. But we'll talk real soon, and thanks again for the weather forecast, and you have
awesome.
A great day, man.
Thanks, and Happy New Year.
All right. You too.